Welcome to MedShark Insider with Bill Fukui, your expert host on all things medical marketing and SEO.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first edition of MedShark Insider. This is a program to familiarize you with information on digital marketing. And really, today's is an introduction of kind of where we came from, where MedShark came from. And today I have the owner of Blue Shark and the founder of MedShark Digital as well on with me. And we are going to share a little background on how this all came about. I think it's really exciting. I think there will be enlightening on really kind of why we're doing what we're doing.
That's welcome. Thank you so much. This is so exciting to have you here. And the fact that MedShark is up and running and fulfilling what we've talked about for years. So I'm thrilled to be here.
That sounds great. So Seth, kind of give me a little background of yourself. Kind of where did you get into digital marketing? You know, by profession, you're originally an attorney, but how did you get into the digital marketing space?
Well, you know, I went to law school, but my goal was not to be a lawyer. And the first moment I could get out of a big law firm, I went to New York and was involved with the first dot-com bubble, which was sort of the late 90s when the web was really coming to fruition. And I had a lot of fun with it. And I realized there's something there. And when that bubble burst, I came back to DC and I met up with a college law school buddy who loved practicing law. And I didn't want to practice law. So I said, okay, let me try to market this firm and see how that goes. The two of us sort of sat down in his basement and we came up with this plan. And I built a website. We hired another lawyer, built another website, hired another lawyer. And 12 years later, there's a firm with 40 lawyers and 40 websites that is sort of one of the larger business to consumer firms in the DC metro. And you know, that passion for digital, I was like, hey, we're onto something here. And so 5 years ago, we said, okay, we could replicate what we've done for law firms, for what we did for ourselves, for law firms around the country. So today, Blue Shark Digital represents about 130 law firms nationwide and growing every day. And it's just one of those passion plays of mine. I saw, hey, this is how it works. If we slice the bread this way, it's going to work really well. And we were able to scale Blue Shark. And when you raised your hand and said, hey, I've been in this business 25 years, and I think there's an opportunity here. You know, I was like, it didn't take me very long. I'm like, get your butt to DC. We got to meet. And, you know, we not just me, we've known each other for years, but you know, what I think we've created in MedShark is really special. I mean, you know, the space, you've been in it for 25 years. And I don't think looking at the marketplace, we had seen anybody who had taken these high level SEO practices and applied them to the cosmetic dentistry and plastic surgery space, that space had always been sort of second tier. The law firm space, it's so competitive that by taking those best practices of SEO and local and paid search, that we were able, you know, to implement things that had, you know, before, yeah, everybody was competing, but I feel like the world of competition in the law firm space is so great that I am just thrilled that we are now able to provide that to the medical arena.
Yeah, you know, Seth, you kind of mentioned we've known each other for a bit, and from a distance, we actually had you out visiting us one time.
Well before I had an agency or anything. This
yeah,
is
long before
the law firm, the agency wasn't even an idea.
But I think what I found, just my own personal, and why I kind of reached out to you, is I saw you from a distance as a competitor, because we were in somewhat the same space, but in markets where we had some, you know, both had clients, you guys were doing a little better than we were. I hate to say it, you guys were doing a little bit better than we were. And I agree that the legal space was so much more competitive. I mean, I've got about 93,000 personal injury lawyers across the country. I have maybe 7,000 or 8,000 board certified plastic surgeons competing nationally. Okay, completely different landscape. So I always ask this question when I see somebody doing better than we were, how are you doing it? I mean, what were you guys doing that was different? What you would say is a differentiator? between everybody else, because we're all in the same business doing, you know, similar things. What made it so that you guys were so successful?
You know, we talked about an organic search, which is, you know, a big portion of the game, that there are four fundamentals. And we just dug very deep into each of those. It's simple to talk about, right? High quality content. And, you know, for a plastic surgeon, you're like, I care about pictures and reviews, but Google cares about content. If they care about it, we care about it. So it's one thing to just put a site up with beautiful photos. And that's awesome because people who you're referred to are going to find you. But my goal has always been, how do we get people who have never heard of you to come to you? Or those that have heard of you, but then are doing a search independently to see you again and have that 1-2 punch. So high quality content is what Google wishes, demands. And if you want to succeed with organic or local search, that is a pillar that we take very, very seriously. And we spend a lot of time and effort creating that high quality content. It is not cheap. It is not easy. But when it's done, it resonates. And as you mentioned, it shows success. Second, we do authoritative link building. It's one thing to have content, but if Google says, hey, there are a bunch of different plastic surgeons or a bunch of different cosmetic dentistry options, the person who has the most votes, almost like an election, we've just been through an election. The idea is whoever gets the most votes, and there's only one arbiter. You don't have Rudy sitting there arguing about who won. You have Google telling you who wins. And what we have here is we have a situation that our job as SEOs is to follow Google guidelines, but to demonstrate authority. And what we're trying to make sure is that, like, when we deal with the law firm world, there may be some kid who just graduated law school who's working out of his parents' basement. And our job is to demonstrate that the authoritative lawyer who's been in the market for all these years, that's the right answer. So what we do is when we work with people, and these plastic surgeons that we've worked with have great ties in the community. They've done amazing things. They've done pro bono work. They've done all sorts of different projects. It's great that you do that. And it's great that you give charity. It's great you do work in the community. But we want to show it all in link equity, pointing back to the website. So when Google says, hey, who is the right answer to show? It's these guys. And that's sort of the content and link. That's the number one and number two factors as far as getting something to rank, is so that you can be found by people who have never heard of you before. The two other factors, which is one that I think is often very much overlooked in the medical space, is the technical. It's the on page. It's not sexy. It's behind the scenes, but how a site is laid out. If you do different types of surgery and people are searching for those different types of surgery, each of those different surgeries need to be in a silo or a pyramid, where here's the money page that you want people to get to, and here's all the information about different issues or different options within that surgery. And so that when Google is looking, it's not that you have one page of information for a given search, but an entire library or family of information structured in a way so that the user can find it and the Google bot can come through. So our job is to signal to Google through title tags and meta descriptions and schema markup and a bunch of stuff that we're not going to have time to talk about today. But all of those things go into the mix. So when the content that we write is layered and then the links come in, that is the 360 that Google is looking at for organic search. The fourth and final pillar is local. That three pack or map pack, so important, making sure somebody's Google My Business has pictures and videos and reviews to complete that picture. So not only do you come up organically, but you're one of the answers that when somebody is searching, this is somebody who's going to solve your problem. And that's how I approached law. The philosophy is almost more like a plumber. If the hot water heater in the basement explodes, and you need help because it's everywhere, the first person who answers the phone and gives you, you know, reliable information at a fair price is going to get your business. Similarly, people have a different spectrum of the urgency that they need that help. Obviously, in many of the cosmetic areas, it is not urgent, but to somebody who's calling, to a certain percent of the people, it is. It's very important. And how that call is handled is a whole nother conversation we'll hopefully get to on this piece here, where our job as digital marketers is to evaluate what's right. If it's organic search, it's going to be those four pillars. If it's paid search, it's going to be Google ads primarily. If it's social, it's going to be a paid Facebook campaign. There are many different pivots you could make. It may be pre-roll YouTube ads. There are different places to go. And what I love about working with you, Bill, is you understand all these things. And it's not just saying, hey, this is what could be sold, but what's right for somebody. I think both of us take the attitude, we're not selling anything. We're going to teach as much as we can, show you everything, and then work with you to figure out what is the right answer for your firm in your city, given the competition, given your resources, and then lay that out with both the strengths of them, but also the weaknesses or risks, because much of what we're doing, especially in the organic game, is not guaranteed. There are areas you can guarantee things with paid where you know you're going to get X number of clicks, but margins differ. So that the things that are closer to a sure thing have much tighter margins and ROI, whereas much of the work that we do organically is what we've seen, particularly the history that I've done with Price Benowitz, has produced astronomical returns on investment that you can't get with the short-term fix of paid. So I don't take an opinion of what's right. The answer is it depends on where you are, what the landscape of your competition is, and what your tolerance for risk is. All of those go into, but what I love about working with you, Bill, is I think there's nobody better at listening to what somebody needs and then figuring out what is the, you know, menu that will help suit them best.
Yeah, you know, Seth, you mentioned a couple of things. I get from practices all the time, you know, a lot of them are familiar with the term link building, but it's so foreign to them on how you do it, you know, and they always, it's this black box of how you get those links. And you mentioned, you know, the local links. I think that's something I don't hear from a lot of other agencies, which I found enlightening and quite refreshing when I first spoke to you, is how do you get those local signals? I was on a consultation with a practice who actually gave me Google Analytics access to his website. And he's like, oh, well, man, I'm generating 4,000 visitors to this site a month. So he's thinking everything's, you know, great and stuff. But he says, you know what, I still think I should be getting more leads from this. Is it my website is bad? Do I have a bad website? I got 4,000 visitors coming to this thing. Is the website bad? And I looked at the site. It didn't look that bad. Or I didn't see anything that was a major issue. But looking through his analytics, when I started looking through it, I found that out of those 4,000 visitors, he may have 450 of them that were local to the marketplace.
Okay. And you see a lot of that with social. We have some, yes. We see some doctors, you know, like again, outside the box, you blow up on TikTok. That's awesome. But unless somebody's going to fly to your market, you know, it's not going to do you a lot of good. You really need the people around your office. Yeah. So, you know, yes. So a lot of it is that. And look, you could write a blog that is generally of interest, but the question is, how do you monetize your area? So local links have two advantages. One is, it takes a lot of effort to get a link from CNN. And that is a huge uphill, expensive, difficult battle.
Yeah.
The good news is the local links are a lot more accessible. You're quoted in papers. You do things in the community. You have a local ecosystem.
Right.
Our job is to almost be your PR department. Some people at some point, SEO and PR are going to intersect and really become one, but it is digital PR. The question is, can we demonstrate to Google your online digital footprint? And so the first thing you do, Google your name. See where is your name mentioned, right? Yeah. So to me, when I'm asked to sponsor something, a charity event, the first thing I do is I don't want something in the brochure. And again, I'm not making a value judgment because offline branding is a whole game that is valuable. But to me, what I want to make sure is it's great you get your photo in the brochure that's there. And that's very important. Don't get me wrong. But I want to make sure that part of that package includes a link from that organization's website back to your website, because the brochure is there that night. And again, it helps with, you know, brand recognition, and there's a whole offline component that I'm not going to, you know, weigh in on, because that's not my area of expertise. But what is that if that organization links in and Google says, okay, this person has all of these backlinks coming from other websites to their website, that's the differentiator. It's not difficult. That is it. It's difficult to get them, but the actual answer is it's pretty clear. And that as you do that, and whether it is, you know, if you're donating money and you're giving scholarships away, each thing that you do, you know, each things that are there, those are the things that work. Higher level SEO is great content that gets people to link in, but in the you know, plastic surgery world, it may be making sure that social that has posts about the great work you're doing has links coming back. Those links may not have as much of an SEO effect in the traditional link inbound, but the traffic from all of that social, when you do get before and after photos going out there and people are posting and they're coming back, that inbound traffic, that is an important touch point for Google. And that when you have traffic coming in and people come and are checking out the different things, to me, that is the that is the home run. That's what you're trying to do. And when you get that, Google sees it. They see that you're part of that community. Then when people come, they're getting the information they want. And that's the game that we play. And that again, why I love working with you so much, because you get it. And that it isn't, you know, I wish I could say it's set it and forget it. Here, you pay us money and it's done. The clients that are most successful, they're our partners, right? We look at our clients as partners, because when we do that, and that we work together, and there's a back and forth, and we leverage staff, and we figure out how can we tell your story in a meaningful way, and what are the resources that are out there that can reflect back to show it. When we do that, that's a home run. Somebody who participates in content, things that we do that may be unique, where we interview the lawyers, just like we're doing right now. You can take an interview like this about the different options that are out there for somebody facing a particular decision in your space. We can take that. It becomes content on your site. We transcribe it. It becomes digital words. It is all of those things work together. And if you sit there and you say, hey, I'm writing a check, I expect magic. Yeah, work can be done, but the real magic occurs when people work, you know, with us as a team. We get results that are just phenomenal.
You know, you'd mentioned the content and personalizing that content in the voice of the attorney or the client. I mean, that's so valuable part of not only, you know, getting clients to approve their content, which can be a challenge, but when it's in their voice and out of them.
I started in the legal space. So I know in the legal space, if somebody comes in and sits across from me or my partner, nobody's leaving without signing. It's just not happening, right? Like, you know, the key is, do you get somebody in the door and are they talking to us? You know, when you talk on the phone, that percentage goes down a bunch. But when somebody's sitting there across, and my guess is for most of the clients that you're dealing with, if somebody sits down and they have a full consultation with somebody, they're not saying, you know what, I want to go check three more places out. They could, but the majority of people, if you get them to the office, you look them in the eye with all the experience you have, that person's going to end up working with you. Mm-hmm. And so what I try to do is take that same information that's inside their noggin and get that onto the page. If we can do that, whether video or whether it be through words, when we get the information, because we talked before about Google trying to see high quality content. You're saying, how do you do it? High quality content. We can write it, you know, with independent writers. Great. That sort of checks a box. But when we blend that with the words coming out of somebody's mouth, it's a game changer, because you know your space so well. I mean, think about it. Undergrad, grad, you know, med school, fellowships, all of these things that have gone into it. There's so much experience inside that noggin that if we can get it and put it out there, that blows both people away and Google away. And that's the 1-2 punch.
Yeah. You know, and I do think more and more websites, you kind of mentioned social and those types of things. I think websites have really taken on more of a relationship role as opposed to just being an online brochure. I think that that type of content, you know, the images that you put on there, I think this sense of forming a connection with visitors that never met you before, I think people with that spend a lot of time on social media, they get this sense that I know you long before I ever meet you.
Absolutely. You know? Look, between the social touches, the video touches, the web touches, if you bring all of that together, there's a relationship. By the time they get there, you are not, you know, like in a perfect world, you're not even selling on that call. That person is already sold because they have seen your work. They get it and they want it. And look, given that world, that referral is a big part. It's also crowdsourced referral, where they may have two or three names in that they've been given. And the idea that if we can differentiate and tell that story, there's nothing better.
Yeah. Now, I completely understand and agree. I love the concept of, you know, this partnership where this is not a mercenary thing. I'm a firm believer in that. This is clients that get the best results do not just pay money and hibernate and, you know, let their agency do their own thing. This is in order to get the kind of content that we're looking for. Give, you know, when I was in this space for many years, and I see a lot of the competitors in the cosmetic and plastic surgery, cosmetic dentistry space, two things. I got a couple of questions. Number one, amazingly, I've heard is that adding content, blogging and recurring content and that kind of stuff, I've heard that that doesn't really help. And how do you address that? And number two, in terms of content, how much content? I mean, when clients call the time, say, well, how much is enough or what should I be doing?
I'm going to answer your questions in reverse order.
Okay.
The first is for to be able to compete in a competitive market. If somebody has a 10-page site and somebody else has a 200-page site, that is seen as much more substantial. And that you can, as I mentioned before, you pyramid information or silo it. So that if you have a type of surgery that you're looking to get clients from, that you want not just one page on it, but all of these supporting pages, maybe 5 pages supporting that first page and then 10 pages supporting each of those 5 pages. So that you're building it out over time. So more is important in the sense that you don't want to be a skimpy, thin site because it's hard to be authoritative with that. One of the things that I also love seeing is if it's your money pages, going from 500 words, something we do in the legal space, to a 2,000 word page for some of those money landing pages, mm-hmm. just to show, hey, we are the authority in this space. Great. But what you alluded to, it's not pages for the sake of it. And something that I've seen historically is that agencies will sell what I call regurgitated news blogs or nonsense blogs because it's easy. If you're with a mega company that has a publicly traded company and they have managing directors and then regional directors and then sales reps and then sales assistants, all these people, how much work can be done in this creative? What we're doing is pretty intensive, high quality writing. Rare that these bigger organizations at scale can do that at scale. What things end up collapsing into, again, are these low-level blogs that are easy to scale, talking about in the legal space a dangerous intersection, or talking about celebrity things in the plastic surgery space.
Right.
They're easy to write. If X celebrity had surgery and it went well or it didn't go well, yes, because anybody can do that. It's almost like being an old AP writer where you take a story and you rewrite it for the blog. To me, those are the things that when you look at it, when we get a new site, Bill, when you meet somebody and they come to us, they say, hey, I'm looking to do this. We triage that work, right? So what do? We look at the site and we say, okay, of the content you have, what content is great? Check plus. What content is check? Hey, we could dust it off, improve it a little bit to get it to that check. And what is check minus? It has to be rewritten, cut, combined, 200 word pages that really aren't doing you any good. Mm-hmm. What we find is a lot of these sites that we acquire, that we work on, have been weighted down with volumes of crappy blogs. That's where you're sort of pruning and you're getting rid of that because it sucks. You paid for it, but it's not doing you any good. So it's not volume for volume's sake. Being very clear, it's high quality content that does one of two things. It's either answering a question where somebody is searching for a particular type of work and you're either giving them the answer to that or a supporting page. And the great thing about the supporting pages is those supporting pages have answers as well for longer tail searches. Mm-hmm. So that if somebody's going for, let's say, a touch up of something years later, and you have a page on that, well, that's not your money landing page for the surgery. The idea that somebody's coming back for a second time years later is that it, that may be somebody who's answering a very specific question. And if you're blogging, that it be thoughtful and meaningful and genuine and not just spun out words to fill it. And that's the difference. I think that when you talk about high quality content, it is not words for the sake of words, but rather words with purpose. And when you get to that point, that's why the partnership you talked about before is important, because you can't do it in a vacuum. You need to know somebody's personality, sensibility, what is, because again, if you want people to come to you for that, you want to make sure that the words match the photos that match the person.
Right. You know, and when you're talking about the quality of the content and that it has meaning and purpose, one of the things that I've found is that a lot of practices develop, you know, if you're not participating in your own content, you don't even know what's there. So when practices do know what content we're producing, a lot of it should be, I believe that a lot of content that we create should be based on what would help your staff? How many people call you and have this question? Wouldn't it be great to have this resource on our website?
Well look, it's FAQ, frequently asked questions. Yeah. Yes. If you could take, because every doctor knows that when somebody comes and sits down in front of them, they have the same basic 10 questions. That's where we start, right? Mm-hmm. Start with the basics and then say, okay, what are the next 50 oddball questions? I'm going to say oddball, like not asked every day, but they're asked periodically. And you start building those out because Google wants that. That's what people are searching for. So the more we're able to anticipate what people are interested in and get those questions answered, that is SEO.
Yeah. And I think the other thing is if they have those assets and they know they get these frequently asked questions, it's great for their staff when they're following up with them to have links to them. They never send prospects.
Well, that's one way. Look, it also is a way of answering questions. Absolutely. When people have them. Yes, that's there. And then you want to, the trifecta is when you add the video to it. So you have your content and then you have a video. And again, that's bringing it 360. Right. That's at the highest level when you get there. And that's why every piece of content we have, we want part of that overall content strategy and not just content for content alone.
Now, I think that makes a lot of sense. And content and the website can be leveraged in so many different ways, as you're saying, video. Speaking of videos, where do you see video kind of going? I mean, everybody says it's a video world now, the internet and mobile, it's all video kind of stuff. Where does that fit in with, you know, SEO and strategies?
It's definitely an important factor, but I feel like the basic pillars need to be there. Video is becoming more and more important, but it is not, it is certainly, you know, the fundamentals for search are still content in all different forms. And so while we want that and it's important, and there are other social, I would say for social, it's more important even than SEO right now.
Yeah.
You can easily rank very well without any video. I like it for conversion. And that you want it to, it helps people stay on the page longer because they're watching. So all of that is wonderful and awesome. That said, it is not, you know, I think that the video component is playing most more powerfully on the social side right now than on the straight SEO side.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. I've also found that a lot of, what about video blogging in terms of, you've heard
awesome. The thing is, it has to be your time. And so I like it with purpose. Any of these things are great, right? If you dig deep in anything, if you become the TikTok doctor, if you become the Instagram, all of those are awesome. The question is, do you dig deep into them? Pick the ones you want to be on. I'm old, so I'm on Facebook, but my wife, she's on Instagram. And if you want to target women, you're going to get, you know, for many, many demographics of women, Instagram is where they are. If you want the younger set, they're going to be on TikTok. And you have to figure out where your people are and then target accordingly. That said, that is part of sort of the branding component. And there are plenty of cases to be gotten that way. The second component that I love so much is the direct search. When somebody says, I'm ready, I want somebody to do this task. The water heater exploded. I'm ready. I don't like my look. I need something changed. And when they go for that direct search, I want to be there and be one of the top choices, because to me, there's no better moment than that.
Yeah. Well, that's great, Seth. This has been great. I mean, Seth,
we'll do it again. This is awesome.
Every time I talk to you, I'm learning. I've been in this business a long time, but every time I talk to you, I always get little nuggets of, even more experienced, providers. Man, when you talk to somebody that, as you said, kind of eats, sleeps, and drinks this stuff, you always get something from them because there is a passion, and I see that in you. That's one of the things that draws me to you.
Well, we're so excited to have you here. This is going to be a fun ride, and let's make sure I can't wait to see your next few episodes, and let's make sure we do this again sometime soon.
That sounds great, Seth. Thanks, man.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thanks for joining us for the MedShark Insider with Bill Fukui. Join us next week for another dive into all things medical marketing. All episodes can be streamed at www.medsharkdigital.com/medshark-insider.